Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future with a savings plan from Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Drive Time's Barry Lenehan has been following this story for us in recent weeks, Barry, and it seems like a looming crisis, unprecedented, people are saying, and we're not even at the college offer stage yet.
That's it, John. Another day in the horror stories of the student housing crisis 2022 continuing to multiply rather than diminish. Students saying they're resorting to hostels, hotels, sleeping in cars, paying mad money, long commutes, and ultimately not taking up their college place in some instances. They've had accommodation cancelled at the 11th hour as well, most notably in Galway and in Tralee. The stories coming into the programme, we've seen them elsewhere, and the problems, unlike other years, perhaps not confined to our major cities. The Students' Union President in Sligo telling me previously how they've had a 300% rise in queries to do with accommodation to their offices, while even in Letterkenny in Donegal, the institute there, a 63% drop in student beds in that town, while the college there is expecting a rise in college places this year from 2,500 last year to 3,000 this year. And ultimately this problem becoming a real hot potato for the government, and in particular a sticky wicket for the Minister for Higher Education, Simon Harris. We heard him on the airwaves yesterday. He was out again this morning with our colleagues on a rival channel, trying to say that he is on top of this, insisting, encouraging people to take in part of this rent-a-room scheme of the opposition, sniffing opportunity. Sinn Féin, for instance, launching a survey asking students to come forward with their experience of the accommodation crisis. And this experience, as you know, this survey, John, as you know well, it'd been covered in all the local papers and all the local radio stations, showing just how big an issue this is becoming, and perhaps might make some of those government backbenchers quite uneasy as well. But many all saying as well, both in third level institutions, student union leaders and indeed politicians, that the situation likely to get worse before it gets better, with, as you say, those college offers in September still ahead of us.
Yeah, because I don't think we've had a situation before, Barry, where we've seen every college throughout the country appealing to people, please come forward, please give us your rooms, appealing to their past pupils, appealing to homeowners in the area. You've been talking to people in the sector. What are they saying?
Yeah, and people, the Provost of Trinity College, the heads of UL, all the major universities saying they've never seen anything like this before. And of course, the Leaving Cert results put back due to COVID related reasons. But in terms of renting out a room, how popular might it be? Well, one business, Our Home Hosts, this based down in Limerick, it matches up homeowners who want to rent out a room with potential renters, does the work essentially on behalf of homeowners. Right. But the businessman there, Colin Moore, he runs the service, and he is predicting what he called an Armageddon scenario come September, when first years join the scramble for a bed. He predicts as many as 1,000 could be without a bed in Limerick alone. Here's what else he told me.
At the moment, I'm standing in a house that has 600 applicants. So we've just broken 600 applicants for one room in Raheen. And, you know, this is before Leaving Cert results come out. And I was contacted by one of the higher education organizations today, asking about accommodation for 1,800 international students that are arriving in the next 3 weeks. There's a shortfall of 1,000 plus rooms in Limerick. And then when you multiply that across Dublin, Cork and Galway, you know, we could be looking at close to 15,000 to 20,000.
And your contention is that more than 1,000 students could be left without a bed in Limerick this college year, the way things are going.
Well, from what I see, and I see more room applications than anybody else in Limerick and possibly in the country, other than the people that actually operate the websites.
To walk back a second, an institution looking to you for beds for international students who essentially are locked and ready to come here in as little as 3 weeks, and still they don't have anywhere either.
If we have a crisis, you have a dental problem, you don't make a five-year plan to fix your tooth, you go to the dentist. At the moment, we have these opportunities for homeowners to solve the housing crisis, and there really is nowhere left to turn. My, I suppose, hope is that people in government, leaders in society, will come out and start hosting people, because it's a bit rich from my perspective as a graduate of Trinity who doesn't own a home to be getting emails from accommodation offices asking me to host people in my rental house, when we have older people working in universities who, on average, based on the demographics, absolutely have spare rooms, rooms that they do not rent out to students.
The Higher Education Minister, Simon Harris, saying he predicts thousands of homeowners will come forward to rent a room. Do you think that prediction is either realistic or feasible at this juncture?
But the problem is that we need tens of thousands of people to come forward. Problem in the market is that the number of people that host is not increasing.
But from what you've seen on the ground, you've also spotted students and their parents turning up on speculative properties, making door-to-door inquiries in Limerick. That is how serious the situation is.
The sad thing is that there's no other route to try to get to the homeowners who aren't in the market already. You know, I'm not trying to be a negative. There are 10,000 opportunities in Ireland for homeowners who are getting hit with inflation to use an empty bedroom and basically cover household bills with one person.
And are people turning off their phones, landlords, at the moment?
Landlords are calling me saying that, will you manage everything for me because I put up an ad or I put an ad in the paper and I got 200 calls and I had to turn off my phone for 3 days. It's a scary situation, Barry. That's how I would put it.
Colin Moore there, Barry. A scary situation, he says. And as I mentioned, this is before the college offers actually come out and students know exactly where they might be going, though some Leaving Cert students might have already booked on campus accommodation. What are they saying to you, Barry?
Well, they say they're in a real quandary. Caitlin Faye Maniti is ongoing president of the Irish Second Level Students Union.
Leaving Cert students, as like myself, who are expecting their results this coming September, are nervous, are scared to get their results. However, there is added pressure because of the accommodation crisis that we are seeing. Right now, there are students who don't have accommodation. There are currently students who are paying crazy prices for accommodation. There are some students that have booked accommodation but aren't sure whether or not they have the place to that college, which adds another pressure and that added anxiety, especially if they do have that accommodation booked, paid the deposit, they don't actually get the place in college, they might not get the refund back from their accommodation and then are frantically with have little time to find another accommodation for the place that they've got accepted to. So it does add that extra complication.
How big is the worry out there at the moment for the Leaving Cert class of 2022 when it comes to finding a bed for college?
I know for myself, I currently don't have accommodation. I'm looking to get a place in Maynooth University this September, and I live all the way in Donegal. Commuting is just not an option for me. There's some students that are looking at B&Bs or just a place, a couch or an extra bed to sleep at, and living off a suitcase. That is a realistic plan B for myself that I had to sit down and talk to my parents about. Social life in college is the one thing that I hope my parents aren't hearing this, but is one of the biggest things that I'm looking forward to. However, the accommodation crisis just took over that.
And you've been trying for several months now to secure a place since February, so it's not for the lack of trying.
No, I've applied to at least 4 student accommodation villages and I've been waitlisted in every single one of them. I went through the necessary processes. I signed out my application forms, but I've just not been given a place.
Caitlin Faye Maniti, and well, she should look forward to the social life too. I hope she has somewhere to stay in Maynooth and that she gets there. Barry, what happens next? Will the government get sufficient people to sign up to this rental room scheme? Because that's what I've been asking our listeners this evening, is whether they'll do it, but many have reservations.
Well, it is the $1 million question. Of course, 250,000 third level students ready to get back on the road again in September for the first full academic year since 2018-2019. Of course, not all of them need a bed, but it is very hard at this remove to predict how this will go, the rent-a-room scheme. Will people offer their rooms? Alumni being asked, staff members in some institution being asked as well to consider renting a room to a student given the current situation. But what are the pitfalls? What are the advice? Well, Yvonne Finlay, she's the managing director at Homestay, a website that matches hosts and guests for short and long-term stays in private rooms. She says there's great flexibility in these arrangements that they are different maybe to your traditional rent or leasehold. Of course, the €14,000 tax-free as well. But I also asked her for advice in terms of having a successful partnership between homeowner and student.
The host has full flexibility right down to when they host. So they have a calendar as well within their profile that they can manage. So if it's a thing that they'd prefer not to have people staying with them or students staying with them at Christmas, they can block out Christmas and, you know, have that as family time. They also can be very transparent about their rules of the home, which is really important. You know, if you're somebody coming to live in a busy household or into your own home, it's important that you set that and be, you know, very upfront about what's expected. And that can range from you're providing use of your kitchen. Maybe you as a family would like to have use of the kitchen between 7 and 8, but you're happy for a student to use it before or after those times. So right down to any particular rule that a host thinks is important, we'd absolutely urge them to state that on their profile. But our platform also has the ability to tick that you might just prefer domestic stays, which allows you to do what we call Monday to Friday stays. So it means that they'd have their weekends opened up and back to their family, and then the student would return typically on a Sunday night or a Monday morning. So that functionality is also built within the site, so the host can dictate that.
And how do the best partnerships work?
I think setting down ground rules is the number one, and just being very, very transparent about your type of home. Transparency is key.
Yvonne Finlay, Managing Director of Homestay Ending, Barry Lenehan's report there.